Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's Mr. Encore. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah, log on.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Once again, on this fine Thursday, August 23rd of the year 2012. And this is the FSP Crew Show. And I am JT, a.k.a. The Master, hosting the FSP, along with my two co-hosts, Black the Boogie and Jeff the Joker. We're going to be talking about quite a few things. Guys that need to get on the train, guys that may be coming out of the closet, all types of things. We're also going to be talking about some tickets. We're going to be doing a trivia for some tickets. So you know, as you know, we always do. We gauge in conversation, give you information about the crazy world, or wacky world, or out of the closet world of fantasy sports and politics. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220 is a place to converse with us. We also have a chat room which is open. If you like to converse that way, we can accommodate you in that fashion too. But without further ado, like we do on this day, or night, I should say, let's bring in my two co-hosts and start this show rolling. I don't care who jumps in first. In fact, I'll name it. Jeff, you the Jersey guy, talk to me, and then Black.
Welcome to the show. Let's rock.
What's going on, people? Let's get into this show. First off, before we even jump into anything, let me just give a shout-out to the Goodman League. Wonderful event this past weekend on Sunday. Chris Brown and Wale showed up in the venue. Chris Brown definitely had some skills. Definitely could play some ball. But a wonderful event thrown by the Goodman League benefit charity. Big turnout. If you want to check out the Goodman, there's a game tomorrow night down at Berry Farms. The Goodman League versus Watts League, the rematch. Make sure you get down to Berry Farms, maybe about 7 or 8 o'clock tomorrow night. The rematch will take place tomorrow night at the Farms.
Okay. I also like to say that this past Sunday, the two-day event, it took place the same day as the Goodman event, was the Fantasy Fest that took place in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Unfortunately, I would have liked to have been on the Saturday event where they had a lot more celebrities, but I got to actually see, didn't get up close and personal to these guys, but Phil Simms was there. Keith Byers.
You should have used your FSP media pass, man.
Yeah, okay.
I thought for sure you were going to kidnap Matthew Berry for me for my drive.
Well, Matthew Berry happened to be there on Saturday. Shady McCoy and Michael Vick happened to be on Saturday. I came to this event a day late and a dollar short on Sunday. So I got to see, I shouldn't say a day late and a dollar short, because I did get to see Chris Stallman, recently enrolled in the Hall of Fame. I did get to see Keith Byers. I did get to see Phil Simms. And I also got to listen to Joe Theismann speak. And Joe Theismann, regardless of what people may think of him, is a hell of a speaker. Quite naturally, he's been in the game, in and out of the game, professionally and comic analyzing. But I could listen to Joe Theismann all day, because he is one guy that you can listen to and it's pretty intelligent in the way he talks about his football.
We're talking about old pretzel legs, huh?
Yeah, you know, I get what you're saying, Jerry, but, you know, Joe Theismann could also listen to Joe Theismann all day.
Oh, well, I know that. I know that. And
but
I had
he knows his stuff. He knows his stuff. Yeah. I'll give him that.
Yes, he does know his stuff. And there's a what basically what was took place in his Fantasy Fest was a lot of vendor booths that was big time fantasy sports, fantasy trophies, power play fantasy sports, fantasy football evolution, fantasyfootballchampions.com. Now fantasy football, and the reason why I say this last is fantasy football. Let me put it this way. FFLChampions.com is the home of the FFL Championship Ring. So if you would like any of these fantasy football leagues have an idea of giving out a championship ring, these people make them up for every year. If you want to give a championship ring for a previous champion, they also have for previous years.
What's
like
the price
I said,
range?
The price range is about $50 for the rings.
I might look into that for the parlay pilots.
Between $50 and $60. And they're not overly expensive rings at all. I was very surprised when I saw this booth. I walked up to them, and the young lady was talking to me about it. And I got a business card, and on that business card, quite naturally, is the website. I looked at it last night, and they are not bad at all. They're pretty impressive rings to look at. And then even, let me put it this way, and I don't know if it was from these people, FFLChampions.com, but the NFL Network is having a fantasy football live or something like that that's taking place in New York City over the next 3 days. And Adam, I think it was Adam Rank, who was talking to Michael Famiano. These guys are from NFL.com, and these are supposedly fantasy experts or analyst experts. He had on his one of his fingers, I don't know if it was from these people, but he had a championship ring. It looked like it was one of from this same website. So I don't know how popular they are. I've emailed. I forgot to email you, Black, but I've emailed to several league commissioners of several leagues to show them
how
the
could
ring.
How could you forget the commissioner that counts? What's going on here?
I'm sorry. I'm telling you about it now. So one way or the other, I got the information to you. It's FFLChampions.com. I'll send you the link. And then you can have it, and you can go on and take a look at it. It looks pretty good. It's pretty cool. If you're into fantasy football and you want to have a championship ring, even if from past years, you can get one of these too. So, just for your information. Anyway, let's get in to what the show is going to be all about. First of all, off the air, Black informed me and sent me a picture, which was I was very surprised, and my jaw dropped when I looked at it. Black informed the people what I'm talking about. Black, we lost Black. I don't know what's going on with Black. I know he's going to call back in. Anyway, I'll let Black explain to what he was talking about. He should be calling back very shortly. Also, one of the other things that's been going on is that I can understand because we're in Northeast, Jeff, but it's been utterly ridiculous the amount of coverage of the Jets. That's been going on since the draft. there's been like overabundance of freaking coverage of 8-8 team that didn't even make the freaking playoffs. I don't understand it. I understand they got 10 people. Who cares? Apparently the media is jumping all over it. Now the big thing is...
Oh, Skip Bayless loves this guy. I don't know why.
I don't know. Anyway, Black, you're back here. Let me change directions real quick. What I was talking about, you had mentioned something to me and Jeff off air before we came on air about a certain player, a new player to the league that happens to be in your area. Why don't you explain to the people what you told us off air and let the people know?
Oh, well, you know, every football season, me being a Cowboy fan in the Washington area, you know, I always get bombarded with foolishness, whether it be the Michael Irvin Out magazine photo, whether it's the promo, it's the homo, and all types of foolishness from Redskins fans. But it's been a very interesting week for Black, as I was able to strike back with two peculiar incidents featuring one Joseph A. Gibbs acknowledging his queerness for tight ends, and then all of a sudden this GQ cover shoot with the second pick of the draft, RG3, and I have no idea why he took these photos, but very, very Asma Twalo-like to me.
Yeah, Black, the one photo you sent me was, to me, very feminine-looking, to say the least. To say the least, you know, these guys get paid bucks to do these photo shoots or do these whatever, and they have to understand or know, you know, you're putting me in a wrong situation here. You put me in a bad light. I know they got to preview these pictures before they say, yeah, you can print those. Why? Oh, why? RG3, my man. You're engaged. You're a high profile quarterback in the D.C. area for the Washington Redskins, and you take picks like this. What is up with that?
Sometimes you got to know when to hold them. I don't know what's going on there in his camp, his fanless, but these pictures were just blah.
You know, I don't know, man. I know he's young, and but you can't be young and dumb. Not with the amount of money and exposure that you're in with now. So you got to have somebody that says, no, we can't do this, or you got to change this because this does not look like the picture we want to paint of a high profile athlete. Anyway.
So all good for me, though. I had fun with Mr. Victor God and Mr. Ricky when the season gets underway. So I'm glad they're out.
Wow. Anyway, what I was talking about, Black, before we got disconnected, before you came back, was I was talking about the overexposure of the New York Jets, and the latest thing is the doorknob named Wayne Hunter, who happens to be the right tackle, was the starting right tackle. Now he's been demoted. As of today, he's been demoted to his usual role as a backup. And newly promoted starting right tackle is Austin Howard, who's like 6'8", 340, 350, somewhere around that range. And I guess he'll be starting in the next Jet game, which is the most high-profile game of all these teams that into their third game. Some teams like the Saints and the Cardinals are into their fourth game. But still, this is the premier game where most of the regulars start and get the, most of the playing time because the fourth game, no team wants to chance the regulars playing and getting hurt before the start of the season. But getting back to Wade Hunter, I don't understand why is so much hoopla or so much talk and media blitz? And Darrelle Revis pretty much said the offense sucks, and we need to the defense is going to need to pick it up because they don't have anybody that can scare opposing defenses. I don't know if you guys heard any of those comments. That's roughly paraphrasing what Darrell Revis said. Jeff, you're in the Northeast. You may have heard some of those comments. I'm going to give it to you first and then Black.
I'll tell you, you were talking before about the Jets being 8-8. Right now, they're looking like a 4-12 team. Of course, they're getting a lot of media attention, but a lot of questions on that team. You hopped off that bandwagon at the right time because it's not looking pretty. And no. You know, meanwhile, the other New York area team, you know, neither one plays in the city. They both play in New Jersey. They share a stadium, in fact. The other one happened to win a Super Bowl, but the media doesn't care about that, you know. I think one of the things that's hurting the Jets, besides lack of talent at a few important areas like offensive line and wide receiver, that they're learning a new offense, which is a big deal, and then they got the two quarterbacks for each running separate plays. That's tough to do.
Sure is.
You know, new offense, they should be focusing on one set of plays with Sanchez. And, you know, I mean, Tebow's got a role. He can do some things. And I'm sure, you know, Sanchez throws one or two bad passes. You know, the lovely and charming Jet fans at that stadium will be screaming. Yeah, Jerry knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
We'll be screaming to put in Tebow. And Tebow, all these – it might be his first pass, the first one he throws that's off the mark. They will be screaming bloody murder to get him out of the game. That romance will end immediately. But thing is, they got one too many quarterbacks, not enough offensive linemen. They put 10 more pounds on Tebow. He could play O-line. He's a big boy.
Yeah.
But
yep.
I like him. You know, he's a good football player, but he's not a great passer. And 46% or whatever he did with Denver last year isn't going to get it done in New York. And then the other problem is, besides lack of protection, who the heck is he throwing the ball to? So
exactly.
Just got a lot of problems.
Talk to me, Black.
Who's the owner of the New York Jets?
Woody Johnson.
Woody Johnson. Nice name. Woody Johnson,
I believe Woody Johnson has paid ESPN for this training camp coverage and this saturation of New York Jets, New York Jets, New York Jets all day long. I don't see how the Jets are relevant. 8-8 team, they've done nothing. The Super Bowl champions are right there, right next door. I haven't heard any Jazz noise besides the dumping of the young Prince Akamura by Jason Pierre-Paul, which was kind of messed up. But I'm sick of talking about the Jets. I'm sick of hearing about the Jets. The Jets are nothing.
I know.
Why are we even discussing the Jets?
Well, let me put it this way. I'm going to jump off of that because I'm going in this direction. I want to congratulate, and I know he was trying to do this for quite a while, for at least 6 months, if not longer. There was talk about him trying to do this. I'm talking about Michael Strahan. He's going to be on the morning show.
There you go. Give Michael Strahan some props.
I got to give him some props as being on the morning show with Kelly Ripa, taking the place of Regis Philbin. If it works out, he could be on that show for a long time. Long time. He's a personal guy. He. I don't know if his personality. Well, his personality would probably fit that show. But I know ever since the start of last season, I think there was a talk of him trying to get on that show or trying to audition for the show or whatever, his interest in the show. And he's going to be doing that 5 days a week. And then he's also still going to be doing his thing on Fox Sports. So he's going to be one busy person, one of the hardest working men in the sports arena. Anyway, I also wanted to go down this road. We know that Mike Wallace finally decided to say, you know what, I got out enough of training camp. I just said, it's time for me to go in training camp. I knew they weren't going to give me a contract until I walked in because that's what they said. You walk in and then we'll think about giving you a long-term contract. He's supposed to be ending his holdout. I think he's supposed to be walking in the camp this weekend. And that should benefit him because all the hype is on Antonio Brown right now because he signed a big contract ahead of Mike Wallace. I don't know how you guys feel about that. Talk to me, Black, and then Jeff.
Well, I'm glad he's there at camp. Unfortunately, I hope he doesn't get hurt since he's walking into camp during the third game of the preseason. But, you know, you don't never know how the dice will roll. But I'm sure Ben Roethlisberger is happy. I'm sure everybody down there is happy to see Mike Wallace back in camp.
Jeff?
Yeah, Mike Wallace, the 60-minute man, finally back in camp. I mean, he... you know, a guy holds out, he does run the risk of a slow start, muscle pulls, that kind of thing. He really stretches the defenses. So a lot of stuff he does you can't see in the box scores. But he's probably – I can't think of a better and faster deep threat than him at wide receiver. I mean, that guy – is he the fastest guy in the NFL? If he isn't, he's close to it. That guy can move.
That's true. Antonio Brown probably can hang with him because he's got some blazing speed along with Emmanuel Sanders. They got some pretty quick wide receivers on that team. So
I got to give Wallace credit because I mean he came into the NFL raw from Mississippi. I think he was a third round pick, but he worked on his game, his route running, etc. Because if all you needed was speed, then we would just put the Olympic track team out there at wide receiver for every team. But that doesn't work, you know.
Speaking of that, the Olympic track team, what's his name? Jesse Demps? Is that what his name is? From
Jeff,
the Olympic...
Jeff Demps.
Is now a member of the New England Patriots as a punt returner. He's a track star, and it's not the first time, it won't be the last time that a track star is trying to... take their talents to the NFL and excel in that. So we'll see what happens with Mr. Demps in New England if he can hang on or not.
Don't discredit his football though. He also played football down there in Florida.
I understand that.
That screen game for New England, if he's in, is going to be dangerous.
Okay. Well, I mean, he has to make the team. You know how Belichick is. I mean, you need to
call him by his correct name, Belichick.
Okay. Whatever. When you come to try out for him, there's no guarantee that you're going to make it. There's many of named players that have tried to stick in that on that team, and Mr. Belichick, okay, decided to say. You aren't made to be a New England Patriot, hasta la vista. Anyway, you had talked about a player getting hurt. The situation between Maurice Jones-Drew and the Jacksonville Jaguars took a turn for the worse on August 21st. The comments made by Jags owner Shad Khan may have doomed their chances at MJD ending his holdout and returning to the only franchise he's ever played with. Khan recently quoted, I don't know why, but this guy recently quoted as telling MJD publicly, "Train's leaving the station. Run, get on it." MJD responded by stating he's open to being traded, which has the interest of every NFL fan known to man. Quite naturally, the new Jags owner will eventually regret his statement as his team may average less than 10 points per game this season without their running back. I know he did say recently, like yesterday, in a forum or some type of conference call he had, that things will work themselves out. I don't know if that means that sooner or later he's going to come in or he'll be traded or whatever. Being that as it may, my question is this. MJD is open to a trade. There's, in my There's eight teams that should trade for MJD. The eight teams, the Indianapolis Colts, the Washington Redskins, New England Patriots, Green Bay Packers, Cincinnati Bengals, the Dallas Cowboys, Pittsburgh Steelers, San Diego Chargers, Detroit Lions. Out of those teams, who do you think would be a better fit if he was to be traded? I'll talk to Black and then Jeff.
Before you even get to that, I understand that MJD is over to a trade, but he has no leverage in this. This goes down to the owners and what they can get for him. MJD would be a perfect fit in any one of those teams that you name. All can use running backs, including my Cowboys. But the question is, what is MJ's value on the open market?
Oh, he was the leading running back last year. He is a stud running back, and he's a dual threat. He can run the ball, he can catch the ball, and he can block. Let me put it that way. So
how old is MJD?
MJD, I would say he's probably 27, 28, somewhere around there, give or take.
So you wouldn't risk a first round on a 28-year-old now, would you?
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely, if it would improve your offense. And some of those teams are playoff teams that they can use a stud running back that can help them push them over the hump to help their quarterback. Absolutely. Detroit Lions have MJD in the backfield. Are you kidding me? The Cincinnati Bengals, you don't think that would be an upgrade?
Is it worth the first round risk is what I'm asking. And I heard the Joker was going to step in to say something. What did you have to say, Joker?
I'm with you. And I'll add to it. Maurice Jones-Drew, it's not necessarily his age. It's his mileage, perhaps, because he's been getting heavy carries for a few years now. And I'll tell you, the owner in Jacksonville, the new guy, his name is Khan, you know, like from Star Trek. he's a real business guy. I mean, supposedly he's a big football fan, but he's running the team like a business, not a football team. His stance is, you know, you signed the deal, we're going to go with the deal, which in the NFL, the contracts aren't worth the paper they're written on, and that goes both ways. If a player doesn't produce, he gets cut. And if he outperforms the contract, it's acceptable to ask for a new one. I'll tell you, I don't see it happening because it's one of these things. He's the face of that franchise in Jacksonville. I don't know if Detroit would want to give up a first-round pick, and they probably want more than that. Now, he would fit in nicely in Detroit. I mean, he's healthy. He's a good back. And also, he hasn't been arrested, so they need a guy like that. But I'm looking it up. I mean, he's had a lot of carries. And in basketball, the first-round picks aren't important, but in football they are. And these running backs, I mean, they just get chewed up and spit out. Pretty soon everyone's going to be talking about MJD like he's an old man. Yeah.
He just turned 27.
Okay, he's got already almost 1,500 career carries. So
yes.
He's got some mileage. I mean, he's still got life left, but giving up an arm and a leg for a couple good seasons from a running back. I don't know how many teams are going to do that. And plus, then they're going to have to pay him big bucks, too. I don't know. I wonder if Khan just wants to tank the games and just pack up the Jaguars and move them to L.A. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We're about halfway through the show. I'm going to do this. I have a trivia question. First caller, whoever calls in, if there's a caller out there that wants to go to the Oakland-Detroit game, it's in Oakland. You have to meet the person who's going to give you the ticket 2 hours before the game. Hopefully you're out in the West Coast. Otherwise, you have to pay your own airfare to get out there. But you have a free ticket. You have a free ticket. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. I'll say that again. It's 347-637-3220. The question is this. First caller that can answer this question. In the combined 2009 through 2011 regular season, which team had the most rushing attempts in one game? I'll give you the teams. I'll give you a multiple choice. Chicago Bears, Oakland Raiders, Kansas City Chiefs, or the New York Jets? First caller to call in and answer that question will get a ticket. Otherwise, it'll be moved over to tomorrow on the No Chasers show and then end up on the FSP show, which is on 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. All these shows are Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock tomorrow Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll say that question again. In the combined 2009 through 2011 regular seasons, which team had the most rushing attempts in one game? Chicago Bears, Oakland Raiders, Kansas City Chiefs, or the New York Jets? Okay, guys. I don't know if any one of you guys know that, but that's okay.
I'm just surprised that the New York Jets still keep creeping in the conversation here.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. It's not on purpose. It just so happens that that was one of the multiple choices in that. So I decided to roll with it, and whoever can answer that question and is out probably in the Oakland area, including your friend, if he happens to listen. I don't know if he listens to the show or not. He can grab a ticket, and Vic will personally hand the ticket to him, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, the we got about 20 something minutes left in the show. I wanted to go this way. Everyone knows that it's fantasy football draft season. I don't know if you guys have any drafts this weekend. I have 2 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday. People are gearing up for fantasy football, which is going to be starting a week from the up-and-coming Wednesday, which would be the 6th, I think it is? The 6th of September, if I'm not mistaken.
5th is the first game. I think it's a Wednesday, actually.
Yes, it is. It's the 5th. 5th
yes,
of September.
The matchup between Joker and Black the Boogie.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, actually, it's two teams of 45 guys who we've never met, you know. I mean, if you look at it logically, but, you know, that's the great thing about fandom. It gives you that thing to identify, you know, whether it's Big Blue or the Star, you know, especially when you're a kid, you identify with that.
I'm actually hoping that we have a 53-man roster to field for this first game of the season.
About to say. I'm almost making excuses for Dallas already. They look like a MASH unit. I mean, I'm expecting to see Corporal Klinger on the sidelines. I mean, that's a beat-up squad. That really is. I mean, who's Romo going to throw the ball to? You know? I mean, he's got nobody.
I think we'll probably bring in those replacement refs and throw them in uniforms right quick.
Well, speaking of that, Roger Goodell says he's okay with the replacement refs, saying that it may improve the quality of refereeing because of these the replacement refs are in place. And I don't know how you guys feel about that. That didn't sound pretty crazy to me, but that's your buddy there, Black, Mr. Roger Goodell. So
here's my man. We rule with an iron fist.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm scared of you. Scared of you. Scared of you. Anyway, what I wanted to do is this. We got about 20 minutes give or take, 25 minutes left in the show, give or take. I wanted to go over some fantasy football things. How about we go over some do's and don'ts, like we did last year, and I think we did the year before, and since it's that time of year, and people are hot and heavy doing their drafting up until the first game, and this is Thursday, the 23rd, which is, how many days away is that? That's less than 2 weeks away, 13 days away. Wow, time's flying fast. And our draft for the Parlay Palace League is what, the what day is that, Black?
That's the same day schedule, just pushed back to 6 p.m. And I actually have a draft this weekend on the 25th as well.
Okay, so that'll be the second? Is that what that is?
Is that the second? Yeah, that's is that the Sunday? Or is that the Saturday? Whatever day I had the schedule, the time is just pushed back until 6.
The second is Sunday, and that's at 6 p.m., right?
No, it's not Sunday. It'll be that Saturday. I know you guys have a draft at 1, and then you guys have to get ready to jump right back into the draft pool at 6 p.m.
So what day is it now? You say it's the first or the second?
The first.
The first, which is a Saturday. Okay. Saturday at 6 p.m. Okay. I just got to make sure I got that right. Okay. Anyway, let's go over some do's and don'ts, see if you guys disagree or agree with what I have to say about it. First thing is about fantasy football. I don't know if you guys do, but I always do. I used to carry a laptop. I don't do that. I carry a cheat sheet now. So when I say use your cheat sheets to prepare for your draft, whether you make your own, use the ones from whatever website or a combination of both, you need some type of plan on draft day. Drafting by the seat of your pants is not usually a formula for success in fantasy football. Guys, got any comments on that?
I would say that is a fantasy do.
I
come into all drafts as if I'm in the Cowboys war room and I have Jerry Jones with me. I make sure I have a sheet. I check those names off as they go off the board, and I make sure it's a quality pick right behind it.
Okay. Yes.
And you know, Jerry, you've played in a lot of different leagues. Have you ever done an auction draft? Because if you haven't, those things are rock hard. I mean, those things are like harder than trigonometry. Not that a snake draft is easy, but auction, you need incredible impulse control. Really, really do.
Yes, yes. If you're a rookie in an auction league, you're going to get taken to the cleaners. I have to absolutely say that, because if you're not used to the pace and what takes place in an auction league, you can get sucked up into spending too much for a player or getting suckered into using up your money a lot quicker than you realize. I've seen auctions. I've done mock auction drafts, and it's like drags on and on and on and on. I can't deal with it. So that's one of the reasons why, because it just totally, to me, it totally takes too long to do an auction draft. So and I like the snake drafts. They run a little quicker, 1-2 minutes, whatever it is, as the time limit. Auction drafts are a killer, man. They're a killer, in my opinion. And that leads me to my next do. Participate in fantasy mock drafts in chat room or football forums. CBS, Yahoo, NFL.com, ESPN, they all have their own mock drafts that you can take and use and get an idea of the average draft position of whatever players that you try to draft to see where they fall. Each one of these websites are different. Each one of these websites, believe it or not, some players that you may think will go high go in some lower rounds and vice versa. It's amazing when you go from one website to the next how some of these players fluctuate and where they're drafted. So you participate in mock rooms, get an idea of how players may be drafted. And it, like I said, it all depends on what website and what league that you're in. It definitely makes a difference. Now, this is one of my philosophies. I don't know how you guys feel about it. My third do is this. Build around your running backs. Generally, running backs are the most important position in fantasy football with potential. And I know people say the quarterbacks, but I still believe the running backs have the potential to put a lot of fantasy points on the scoreboard. So in my opinion, the best are usually the first players off the board. So I don't know how you guys feel about that. I know the trend now is like quarterbacks. I'm old school. I'm going to stay old school. I still like my running backs. You guys talk to me. Jeff first in black.
Well, it depends on a couple things. The way you're drafting and who's available, you know. It's not – I agree, but it's not quite that cut and dry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And every league is different. And, you know, you could be so prepared, but – just all of a sudden someone drops to you and then it all goes out the window, you know?
Black?
I see this year as the year of the quarterback. I love the running backs as well. It can go either way. It's a do, it's a don't. But either way, it can go down. Either way.
Okay,
but
we got a caller.
I love me some backs, man. I love me some backs.
Same here. We got a caller. Let me bring this caller in. I think I know who it is, but let me bring it in. Caller from the 240, welcome to the FSP Crew Show. You got Black, Jeff, and myself. State your name and tell us what you got to say.
This is Mikal. How y'all doing?
All right.
Give a shout out.
Hey, Mikal.
Want to give a shout out to my man Black for showing me a picture that has me a little depressed right now. I'm not trying to defend nothing or whatever, you know. I don't know what's going on with that pick. But there were a couple of good Redskin fans that were able to defend. They immediately said something about Michael Irvin in some reputable magazine. But how y'all doing this evening?
We're doing well. How about you?
Pretty good.
Yeah. I hit ATM over there talking about them running backs. You know, building this team up by running backs. I feel you, but you need a quarterback in this day and time. Like, you need to build around a quarterback now.
Well, I tell you what, I got several drafts, including some drafts with my fellow co-hosts on here. One of them or both of them may go after the quarterback. I guarantee you, I'm going after running backs. I can guarantee, because that's my modus operandi. I love me some running backs, and I build my team around my running backs. The reason I do that is because the running back pool gets a lot thinner than the quarterback pool. I know everybody wants to get a stud quarterback, but that quarterback pool, just like wide receivers and tight ends, there's more of them that give you some decent numbers, even if they're not the elite ones, versus the running backs who have a particular drop off after the top six or seven. So
right.
I'm going after my running backs first before I even think about a quarterback. So, and I can get decent quarterback in the fifth to sixth round with no problem. So.
We saw how that worked out for you last season, didn't we?
it worked out fine. It worked out fine. It worked out fine. I can't deny that I had some injuries, but my running backs were all right. I even passed off some running backs. So
you sure did.
Yep, absolutely.
I said this last year to you, and I'm gonna say it again. Again, this year, stay away from any of the Washington Redskins running backs. Do not pick not one you hear a commentator or anybody giving you a suggestion to pick a Redskin running back, he does not know what he's talking about. Mike Shanahan likes a stable of running backs. He likes to run them in and run them out.
I'm sorry, but I had a terrible situation last year in one league where I lost Jamal Charles. I lost, what's my guy there that was in Cleveland? What's the big guy that was in Cleveland?
Peyton Hillis.
I lost Peyton Hillis. There were no running backs left, and I had to scrape the waiver wire and pick up Roy Helu, and I think it was another Raiders running back. And I prayed for 1 point from these guys every week just to get 1 point for me, and it is no haps at all.
That is the only way that you could deal with a Redskin running back. Catch him on the waiver wire the last minute. All your running backs hurt. Somebody got traded. Somebody doing a holdout. You know, I wouldn't even touch him. Because for 3 weeks, somebody will be running, and he'll get 100 yards. First game, next game, he'll get 60, and then the next game, he benched. Then he got somebody else up. Try that.
But you're not wrong. You are not wrong, because that's just the way they roll. And supposedly, it's your starting running back, Evan Royster, has got, I think, dealing with knee issues or something like that right now.
Oh, boy.
Some type of knee issues.
Hold on. There is no starting running back for the Washington Redskins.
That's why I said supposedly starting running back.
No, we have four running backs. Hear me clearly. We don't have a starting running back.
You have a starting running back. His name is R.G. Sweet. Because that line, when that line breaks down, R.G. Sweet will be taking over.
Here we go. Now he's going to go on, my man. See, now I got to go ahead and start talking about, you know,
too
how
sweet.
Certain Hall of Fame Cowboys, you know what I'm saying, bet all.
I'm not going to see those Hall of Fame guys on Sunday. I'm going to see R.G. Sweet on Sunday.
Yeah, you'll see him on Sunday. He'll be somewhere on TV with that big funky knot on his tie, talking crazy.
anyway, let's get back to the dudes I'm talking about. My next do is make sure you know the basics of fantasy football, the rules of the league, and system of scoring thoroughly before drafting your team. Different systems could lead you to draft differently, such as some teams are standard, meaning it's just a default type of settings. Everything is standard, like four points for a quarterback, for a touchdown, 4 points for a touchdown for a running back, or it could be 6 points for a running back and a wide receiver. So pay attention. And any other way, you could be a PPR league with points per reception. So that means that the wide receiver is valued because, quite naturally, he's getting a point for every reception he makes. You may want to make sure that you get running backs that are dual threats that can catch the ball along with running the ball. That's added points. And if the quarterback gets 6 points, quarterbacks are more important, because they're getting 6 points along with the running back and wide receiver. So things like that are things you have to look at. Make sure you know your settings. Make sure you know what your settings are for your league that you're drafting in, or you're drafting as a standard league when you should be drafting in a PPR league. So make sure you know your settings. That's very important. You guys got any comments on that before I move on?
You definitely
preach
have to
on,
know
brother.
Your sentence. I would definitely agree with that.
Preach on.
Okay. My next do is pay attention to bye weeks when drafting your backups. Quite naturally, it doesn't make sense to draft a backup quarterback who has the same bye week as your starter. So pay attention to your backups, because that's why they're backups, basically to cover for your starters. Especially in bye weeks. Another reason to have backups, quite naturally, is one of them gets hurt, then you can stick them in there to back up the starter who gets hurt or is gone for the season, whatever such as in Jamal Charles' case or something like that. I got another caller in here, and this happens to be Macau. You should know this guy who I'm going to bring up here now. It happens to be Mr. RG, me, Too Sweet, Mr. Too Sweet.
You know
Mr.
VG, VG me? You mean VG me?
Mr. Too Sweet.
You know what? I ain't got nothing for none of y'all. Little punk. Y'all keep talking that talk. I'm trying to give away tickets, and y'all talking that talk.
Well,
okay.
I put it out there, Vic. The trivia question I put out there today is, in the combined 2009 through 2011 regular season, which team had the most rushing attempts in one game? You got a multiple choice, four teams: Chicago Bears,
mm-hmm.
Oakland Raiders, Kansas City Chiefs, or the New York Jets.
Any
oh,
takers?
That's easy.
Any takers? Anybody take it?
What kind of tickets we talking about, Slim? Because the last time you gave out some tickets, you gave tickets to the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, and I wasn't feeling that.
I'm quite sure you're referring to that grown sort of real hot dog eating stuff that you got.
You was all boasting about all the sausages they had.
Wait a minute, Mikhail.
Vic,
tell him what these tickets are about. I already said it a couple times, but you tell
him. Okay, my bad.
Well, I've acquired several tickets to this Saturday's Oakland Raider-Detroit Lions game at Oakland College. And I want to give some away. So they're good seats. They're pretty much near the field as far as I can tell. And it's going to be a good game. Even though it's a preseason game, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be a good game.
Man, Oakland or Detroit?
Huh? It's in Oakland.
Man, Oakland or Detroit?
It's in Oakland.
Okay.
So.
Right?
That's what it is.
Yeah, okay. I'll take a shot at answering.
But can you fly out here to go to the game? Because as soon as you get the answer, if it's right, and then somebody calls in, they're like, oh,
I mean, I can catch a cab out there.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Oh, man, come on. All right. Let me go to the next do I got here. Pay attention to the teams a player will face come playoff time. The object of the game is to win your league, not just make the playoffs. So to gain an edge on your opponents when the fantasy playoffs roll around, generally the last few weeks of the NFL's regular season, it's important to know who they face and could be the deciding factor on draft day. Drafting a running back or quarterback who is facing notoriously weak defenses during those fantasy playoff weeks could give your team a huge advantage in the playoffs. Anybody have any comments on that? Bless you, whoever that was.
Thank you. I can say that I was in a situation where I was in a championship game and I had Joe Flacco as my backup and I had Tom Brady, or I had somebody. And I chose to not play Joe Flacco. It just so happens that Joe Flacco had his best game of his life, really, that week, and I ended up losing the championship. So that kind of sucks. So,
but you know what, Vic, it's nice to hear from you. Thanks for joining us.
What's up, Jeff?
But A, you're a good fantasy player, but you're not a psychic. And do you want to go into that championship game and take the chance of walking away saying, I could have won, but I benched Tom Brady for unibrow. You know what I mean? you don't want to be that guy. You know, you want to have no regrets. I mean, so you didn't screw up. Brady screwed up. You should have had a bigger day, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing was, it was Peyton Manning, matter of fact. And Peyton only played a quarter
because, you know, they were talking about they were going to play da-da-da-da, and he only played a quarter, whereas Flacco played the whole game for the Ravens, and he went off, and had I played him, I would have won the championship. But I mean, I can attest to what Jerry's saying on that front, so, yeah.
Okay. There's another do is upgrade your starters when the opportunity arises. This may sound like it's a no-brainer, but some players feel it's important to keep quality depth. However, in my opinion, anytime you have the opportunity to improve the quality of your starting squad, it's worth giving up the depth that will only help you during your bye weeks and injury situations. Anybody have any comments on that before I move on?
I would have to agree. There was one particular player, I won't say any names, that happened to be in our league last year that had a plethora of running backs and wide receivers and just held on to them for no reason and subsequently did not do a thing in the playoffs. I don't even think he made the playoffs.
Really?
Subsequently, he also left the league and I'm in it. But
No, this is not the same person.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Do any of y'all believe in, like, dumping, like, players that teams that didn't make the playoffs and re-upping off the waiver wire, checking out the players that's that are in the playoffs?
No.
Oh,
I do not.
Okay.
Because if that player, I mean, he might be on a bad team, but if he's a producer and you're in the playoffs, you know, you want to keep that guy. I don't believe in getting rid of a player just because his team didn't make the playoffs. Because
so you have your playoffs before the playoff, the actual playoffs.
Oh yes.
Oh okay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. I don't know about how you guys feel about this. I know Vic's gonna have a comment about my mother or something like that, but. Do get lineup and trade advice from others not in your league. It always helps to get a second or third opinion before you pull the trigger on a trade or decide who to insert into your lineup. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
That has the potential to be a sabotaging situation, so I'm going to leave that alone.
Okay, Mr. Gardner, go ahead. Fire away.
I'm going to take the high road, but sometimes the high road goes in a little valley, so I'm going to take the valley real quick. Jerry's back, you know, he's backed up by his mom, who is very knowledgeable.
Stop. I can't believe you're going there. Stop.
So therefore, I agree. Now, I'm going to run something by you real quick. A guy in another league I'm in on CBS, he posted something to our league. He was in a league with a guy that had never drafted before, and he was going to have a terrible draft because he was going to do something dumb. And he posed the question to us, should he be a good fantasy player and advise this guy? They're in the same league. It is for money, but, you know, not a lot of money, or what the case may be. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you should the most and 1 being no, leave it alone. I said he should as a 10 because someone not drafting correctly in a league can really mess up the chemistry of a league, especially when it's for money. And so
yeah.
I strongly believe in, you know, even if it hurts your team a little, because you can always make it up. Help that guy out because he might not know what to do with him, but at least you can help him draft him a little bit. Not completely, but a few picks.
I had an instance in a league, a live draft, absolutely live draft, with a guy who never drafted in fantasy football before, and I had that situation, and I did help this guy out because he had no idea what he was doing, and I helped him along. Quite naturally, he took some of the players I wanted to take, but
yeah, I was going to say, that's a sucker move. Let that guy fall by the wayside.
Well,
His money is in.
Well, see, you and I are different people. I know I could have taken advantage of this guy, but I could see where he was coming from. I was at that. I was there at one point.
I was there as well. I was with you Sharks last year. Nobody gave me any advice, so I don't want to hear this crap. Okay.
Well, Jeff won the league. Jeff, did you give anybody any advice last year?
No. but there was nobody in that situation. And I've seen it sometimes. You know, sometimes you need one more team for the league, and then somebody's got a buddy who maybe was in their baseball league or something. And as much as you need that one more team sometimes, you don't need that kind of team if you want to have a strong league. You know what I mean? I used to advise a former coworker on her fantasy football team, and she was the last team in that league. She knew baseball, but she knew nothing about football. And, you know, and they kept saying, oh, you know, once you're in it, you're going to get interested, and she never did. So every week I'd be like, you got bye weeks, you got a Thursday night game, but also that wasn't my league, so I didn't care, you know. But you want, and this is harder in a free league, in a money league it weeds out some of the bozos, but in a free league sometimes you get somebody who's, you don't understand, you know, what it's about and what it means to people, and I don't like that. And people have asked me to do basketball or baseball, and I didn't feel confident that I knew those sports well enough to play fantasy, and I didn't want to be the guy who ruined the league. You know, I didn't want to be him.
Jeff,
just the way I feel.
Jeff, get into Vic's baseball league, and I guarantee you, you'll at least beat Vic.
You know what? I got off your mom. You're gonna make me go back now.
Because
he helps you win.
I felt like that, Jeff. And Vic, for the first time this year, I played fantasy baseball, and I've been doing pretty well for not knowing what the hell was going on in fantasy baseball. So just take a leap of faith, jump in, and you'd be surprised what may happen. That's all
when
I can
your
say.
Mom helps you with your scouting and your drafting and your trading and giving you stats. That's what happens.
Yeah, okay. If you believe that, if that's going to make you feel and sleep better at night, then you go along with that. But the bottom line is the bottom line. So that's all I can tell you. Anyway, we're in overtime, okay? And I'm going to get another do in here before I start with the don'ts. I'm going to start with the don'ts. I'm sorry. That was the last do. My first don't is don't forget to update your lineup every week. One of the worst things you can do is forget to update your lineup for the upcoming week. You could have an injured player in your lineup, or suppose your starting quarterback is on a bye week. Being short just one player can cost you a game, and that one loss could be the difference between making or missing the playoffs. Does that sound familiar, Mr. I'm on a cruise and I can't get to my
Hey, this is going in on Vic Day or something? Yeah, last year I could have won three freaking leagues. I could have put Jerry out of contention.
Could've,
I was on a cruise.
Would've.
You know what? I'm done talking to y'all. Can't give away my tickets.
I've been trying to give away your tickets.
Well, you know you have access to tickets. You're supposed to hit me 8-9 hours before.
Hey,
that's
dude.
2 hours before a live broadcast.
Hey, dude, yeah. I just got that information. As soon as I got the information, I sent it out on Facebook
okay.
to y'all.
You didn't tweet me.
Okay.
I didn't check Facebook today. I mean, come on, man.
Hey, well, we got 3 days.
Oh, okay. So. My next don't is, and this is for anybody that's doing a freaking live draft. You're staring guys in the face, or guys and gals in the face. Don't share your list of sleepers with the other owners before the draft. If you want to be able to grab your sleepers at a time when they are a great bargain, don't share your thoughts on who the rising stars at the various positions are. So if you're sitting there, or you're online, or whatever, and you're able to talk back and forth and converse, don't give out the information. You got the information, and you researched it or whatever. Hold on to it. When the time comes, you take advantage of it. Otherwise, you start bragging that, oh, I got this sleeper, this guy's great, this guy's great. Before you know it, you don't have any sleepers because everybody else has them.
So what if you're listening to the master plan and you just write down
that's
all of these sleepers?
That's not a problem because just like I said to Vic, I can outdraft Vic. So that's no problem.
That ain't you ain't dying nothing,
nothing
to brag about.
Me.
That ain't nothing to brag about.
Me.
I hear
that ain't nothing to brag about. Probably a second grader can outdraft him.
Hey, Mike, you know what? You ain't even
boy.
In a league with us. So you can
anyway.
Keep your comments to yourself in a little
I don't
corner.
Even, you know what? I didn't have time to get in. No, I won't get in, but you know.
Hey,
Black, you know
you
what,
got one more
you,
the Parlay Palace is filled up with all the poker players. We have no more space there.
Okay.
Oh, for a token
okay.
player. Yeah, so my cousin will be a token player. I got you.
Hey, speaking of that, did you ever get an invite from the league I told you about?
I'm in it.
Okay. Good. Okay.
When do y'all have the time to get all these tag-on leagues? Oh, my goodness.
Anyway,
you make time.
Absolutely.
It's the solace of it all.
Moving on, my next don't is don't draft your sleepers too early. Quite naturally, they're called sleepers for a reason. Make a projection of where you think you can reasonably expect to get them in the draft and stick to it. Now, quite naturally, each draft is different. It's fluid. If you stick to it, and you think you can grab the guy in the 7th round or 9th round or 10th round, and there's a possibility that the person before you is going to take it, then I would take him in the round ahead of time if you really want to get the person. So you got to have a feel for how the draft is going and the way that you want to be able to draft the players that you think are going to be sleepers. Anybody have any comments on that?
Excuse me, gentlemen. It's been a real pleasure. I got to get
going.
Right, I got to get ready for work.
Take care,
Jeff.
Right,
peace.
Yeah.
Good luck to everyone
right, Jeff,
in your drafts. Take it easy.
Same, same to you, Jeff. Talk to me. Anybody?
Nah.
Nope.
What
okay.
is your question?
Excuse me?
I forgot what your question was. What's your question?
Don't draft your sleepers too early.
God.
Don't draft your sleepers too early. That's basically
of course.
The crux of that. Okay? All right.
Of
moving
course.
On.
Hey, McKenna.
Yeah.
Will you be here Saturday when I grade these jokers on that live draft?
Hey, you're going to be hosting.
When is the live draft?
Saturday.
Is it this Saturday you guys having a live draft?
We got a live drive this Saturday at 1.
Yes,
oh, okay.
This Saturday at 1.
I'm going to call in.
Because, you know, we're going to be great in the draft, man, you. And I see myself handing out a lot of C's and D's.
Okay. No problem.
Not
no me. Problem, Black. Anyway, moving on. don't take strength of schedule into consideration when drafting a player. With the level of parity in the NFL, what looks to be a tough schedule at the beginning of the season often ends up not being the case. So don't knock yourself out trying to determine who has the favorable matchups. Anybody have any thoughts on that before I move on?
Nope.
Before I move on.
Agree.
Okay. Don't trade star players while they are in a slump or off to a slow start. If you panic and start trading away players who are underperforming, you are not likely to get good value in return.
I beg to differ. I saw this situation take place in our league last year with one star running back, Chris Johnson. How many times was he traded, Jay? 2 or 3 times?
He was traded 3 times.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He was traded every time.
I see this year, and you can say I'm wrong, say whatever you want. I see Calvin Johnson getting that done to him this year. I believe strongly that the Madden Zinx is going to hit him. It's hit everybody. I don't think he's going to be any exception. I think that Optimus Prime is going to find Megatron and obliterate him.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So
anyway,
wow.
Moving on.
Hold on. Let me ask him something. You trying to predict how he going out? Is you saying, you know, because with the Madden cover, you know, some myriad of things could happen to you. You know, you could wind up getting locked up 2 or 3 years for playing with dogs, and or you could have an injury, or, you know, you could headbutt your mama.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it's going to happen. Excuse me for Megatron, but Peyton Hillis, you know, everybody thought, well, nah, it's not going to happen to him. Happen to him. I mean, I just think that that Megatron is going to be in an unfortunate situation, whereas they're going to double team him. Maybe somebody might hit him high, somebody might hit him low, and he might pull a hammy or something with his leg.
Oh, okay. So you saying an injury? Injury going to take him out?
I think an injury might take him out. Honestly.
Okay.
And I think he's going to be that guy that gets traded over and over again, because somebody's like, well, he'll be back. That hamstring or whatever it is going to nag him for the whole season, and he's not going to be as productive.
Vic, I hope you have that philosophy when we're trading, when we're drafting, because if I have an opportunity.
I'm not picking him.
Wow. You're not taking the Megatron?
Nope. Madden.
Okay.
Hey, look, how long has Madden been around, and since the Zinx has been around?
That's what, 97, 95?
Hey, it's been proven every
year. It's been around
year.
Since 90, 91.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So 22 years, okay, whatever it is. I'm a believer. Like the monkey said, I'm a believer,
mm-hmm.
not a trait.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Did he just lose a million cool points?
Yeah.
And he picked up a random Bama point.
Yeah, you heard him. You heard him, Mikal. Yeah. You heard him. He's or Tricky Ricky, or we're talking about who's it? Too Sweet? He sounds like that.
Too
That's
sweet.
Okay. Anyway, Vic,
I'm
this is right up your alley. This don't is right up your alley. Don't open trade negotiations with your best offer. As with any type of negotiation, you never start by making your best offer, which you never do. Leave yourself some room to negotiate, and who knows, maybe you'll get lucky and have to give up less than expected. If you start with your best offer, you'll never know how cheaply you might have picked up a particular player. This is the mantra of the Vic Gardner trade. Trust me. Trust me when I say that.
I don't
trust
leave
me.
My best offer, first of all. So,
what if
I don't
your
know
best
what you're off- talking about.
What if
I'm
your best offer is your only offer? Like, your best offer is like Maurice Jones-Drew.
Mm. Hey, Vic never gives the best offer. Let me put it that way.
Of course not. All I do is try to get the best offer for my team. I don't care about your team.
Already see now I won't be even looking at any trade offers from you.
No. Let me tell you, Black. I would trade with Vic in a minute. Because in the baseball league, he's next to last. He's so far down. I don't even know who he is. He's so far down. I can't even see him. He's so far down. I traded with him three times this season, and he still is down in the basement.
Jerry, you know
yes.
why? Because you have my team as your team, and that's why you're winning, because I've traded some of the better players
for
you.
But hey, you traded for your team. you wanted to get your team better. You weren't worried. Didn't you just say you weren't worried about
Mama Taylor?
Did you just tell me you weren't worried about my team? And my team is number one. Your team is...
Well, my team is the former team, so...
Your team, out of 10 teams? I think it's 10 teams. Out of 10 teams, you're number 8.
We ain't got to discuss that, do we?
No, we don't.
Why must we discuss
that?
How
about we go to the next don't? Don't abandon your team under any circumstances, Mr. Gardner. In my opinion, this is one of the biggest sins you can commit when it comes to fantasy baseball or football. Don't be a poor loser and abandon your team simply because they aren't living up to your expectations. But not continually keeping your best squad on the field every week, you can adversely affect the playoff race by giving one of the teams in contention an easy victory. Anybody
Whoa.
Have any comments about that?
What if you like 1-6 or 8 or something?
Okay, and
you just keep going.
Keep going.
Show some pride. Have some pride.
Absolutely, absolutely. Am I right there, Mr. Gardner?
I mean, you never give up, you know, during the season, ever. At least I don't. I can't talk about JT. You know, he likes to give up and
I never give
stuff.
Up. And you know that. I never, ever, ever,
it
ever.
It is what it is.
Never,
it
ever.
Is it. Hey, look, Andre 3000. Quit that.
Oh, Andre 2000. Okay.
3,000.
Andre 3,000. Okay, Andre 3,000. What did you say before, Mikal? What was that song you sang? It's so easy to be green. Is that what it is?
Oh, not easy being green.
You know what? You
we had to retire that one. We had to come up with something new for him.
I hear you. By Sunday, if you tune in Sunday. Will I be on the air Sunday? I'm trying to think. Because I have a draft on Sunday. I got to see if I'm going to be on the air on Sunday. Will I be on Sunday? That's the 26th, right? Yes, I will be on the air
sir.
On Sunday.
Yep.
And I will have a new song for Mr. Gardner.
Oh, with a new nickname, too?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
So
I'll have something by the time the football season starts. You know,
okay.
I'll have something nice and catchy.
I'm so glad you guys love me so much that you feel a need to make music and lyrics about me. That makes me feel so good about myself.
Anyway,
you know, I'm doing my job.
Yes,
I'm doing my job.
Yes, you are,
yep,
Mr. Gardner.
Just like
yes,
a pinata. Just like a pinata.
Oh, man.
I think that's
anyway,
the name. Senor Pinata.
Anyway. Tune in next week when we'll be back with the FSP Crew show. We'll talk about some drafts that happened and some drafts that are coming up and whatever else that happens to be coming across the airways and crazy things that may be happening. Tune in next tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, will be the No Chaser show. We're going to be asking either the same trivia question or a different trivia. We're still trying to give away these tickets, an Oakland-Detroit
yeah,
game
please,
in Oakland, California.
Please, Magic Man 1954 and Fan Sports and Paul, please tweet out the picture today so you can get some callers tomorrow and Sunday about these damn tickets.
Okay, no problem. Also,
Robert.
The also
somebody just got a text. Some old dude just got a text from his mom.
No, I got a text from Mr. Black. Anyway, also on the Saturday, if we don't get the tickets going by tomorrow, Saturday. Which will be the day of the game. Mr. Gardner will be on air at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
10 a.m.?
10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time would be the FSP show. Mr. Gardner, myself, and whoever else comes jumping up there and co-hosts with him. And then 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time would be the Master Plan. We'll be talking about some fantasy football things. This is the time of year when that I like, and fantasy football time is what we talk about this time of year. So the football season is gearing up, and I'll be talking about that. Also, I'll be talking about some drafts that took place on Saturday, so we'll go from there. Kim Fun is on the Compassion Dakini, which is 4:30 Eastern Standard Time, 1:30 Eastern Standard Time, and she's a totally different show from what we normally have. Tune in; she's very informative, and I think you would enjoy listening to her. With all that being said, I got three of my favorite people on here, and I'm going to give them an opportunity to close this thing out before I say goodbye. I'm going to go to Black, then Mikal, and finish off with Victor Gardner. Black, talk to me.
Oh, man, once again, everybody on here, man, have a good weekend. Everybody have a good draft. Once again, if you're in the DMV area Friday, make sure you get down to Berry Farms, the rematch, Goodman League versus the Watts League at the newly refurbished Berry Farms. Be there at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
I just want to say that Victor Gardner is like a pretty, beautiful nun. Sweet, but can't even give it away.
Oh, my God.
And join me each and every Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Grow Soul to Real Talk. This week we're going to be talking about taking but looking. We're going to talk about how some of these people are in relationships or marriages, but they're actively looking to upgrade.
Ooh, okay.
That's true, right there. All right, so.
Oh, oh boy.
I'll get my little piece of here.
Okay.
It's more on the lines of like this, ladies and gentlemen. Fan Sports and Politics is not just a name. It's not just some made-up network with a bunch of people that folks just join and spout off information. We're a collective group of people that have a lot of information and a lot of things for you, the listener, to improve your fantasy football world, as well as give you information on the political front, whether it's sports or real politics. That's what we do. We love doing it. Stick around. We're going to give you more. Also, if you want these tickets, come get some. Trust me, I'm going to get some for the 49ers. During the regular season, I might even get some for the San Diego Chargers. We'll see what happens. But I've got my hand in the cookie jar, and I plan to grab every daggone cookie there is. So that's all I got to say. Enjoy yourself. Have a good show tomorrow, and keep it moving, old-timer.
Okay. Well, I gave it to you last, so you can give me the you know what I need to get out of here.
All right. For JTATM Money, for Mikal Murr, Black the Bouquet, I'm FSP. And you know you've been listening to me.
Yeah. It's Mr. Encore. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah. Check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics.